Okay, let's start with Bamitzia, Daf Pehei. We are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Again, a jam-packed daf. Try to squeeze in as much as we can on this daf, which has much to talk about. So yesterday we discussed Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and then we spoke about Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. The past daf and a half or so has been about the son of Reb Shimon by Yochai, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. Yesterday we learned how he was not buried right away in order to be able to prove his righteousness, and they eventually buried him in the cave with his father. The last we saw with that Rebbe, after finally the burial took place, he sent a message to maybe he can now marry the wife of Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. So the whole conversation, no, who's greater in Torah? I can't marry you. And the last line was that, fine, he might, Rebbe says, fine, in Torah he's greater than me, but am I some Tovim? And she sends back, no, I don't know about Torah, but am I some Tovim? I know, because Kabbalah, he had trust, tremendous Yisurin, that he was makabel on himself ba'ahava, as we saw in yesterday's daf on top, that he even spoke to his machovav, as Rashi says. But either way, what is the source for, though, the discussion, the conversation about Torah? So Gemara says about 15 lines up from the bottom, but Torah, mahi. Right, regarding Torah, where do we see that he is greater than him in Torah? Where's the what story reflects that? So, Chiyav Yasvi, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karachas Afsali, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamliel, the father of Rebbe, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karacha were on the benches. That means they were the more experienced, the older statesmen of the rabbis. Yasi Kamai, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Verebi, Aara. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, and Rebbe were on the ground in front of them. The Talmidim were on the ground, right? Like it says in Pirkei Avos, Favi Mis Avak Ba'afa Raglehem. They were in the Avak, even though the Rebbeim were on top, they were in the dust. Makshi Mafarki, and these students, these whippersnapper students, were very good and very smart, and they were asking and they were answering, as we had on the bottom of the previous Abed of Makshi Mafarki. Rabbi Yishlakash used to ask 24 kushios, and Mafarki 24 answers. So says they were very involved in the shir. Makshi Mafarki, and Amri, Mimei and Anushasimon, Haim Yoshua Gabe Karka. So the older generation say, we're on the chairs. They're the ones that are giving such an amazing, they're contributing so much to the shir. It's inappropriate that they're on the ground. So Abdeluhu, Safsali. So they made them benches too, made them spaces, Askinu. And they brought him up to sit next to them. Amr Len Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Reb Shimon Gamliel then says, Preda Achas, Yeshli Beinechem, V'yatem Mevakshim La'avdam Heimeni. I don't understand. I have one wonderful child, Rebbe, who now we brought up. Now everybody's looking at this really young rabbi that's not on the floor anymore. And there's a chashash, Rashi quotes, of Ayin Hara. Last line in Rashi, Shematish Lerbo Ayin Ra'a. So, Achsu the Rebbe. Okay, they put him down. They put him back to the floor. They said, okay, you don't want him focused on. Good. So, Amal Henry Bishua Bekarcha. Rebbe Yeshua Bekarcha chimes in. But that's not fair. Just because Rav Shimon bar Yochai is not alive anymore doesn't mean that his son should be subject to Ayin Hara without anybody trying to defend him. Mishiyish lo av yichye, mishiyin lo av yamus. So, achzu anami, the Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. So, they also put Rav Lazar Rav Shimon back down. It's like musical chairs. They put him up on the bench, and now they put him back down on the bench. Cholesh daite. But Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, all of a sudden, got a little sad. Maybe he didn't know why they put him down. For whatever reason, maybe he didn't have his father to tell him why. So Amar Kachashvisu Lekavasi. They think I'm just like him, meaning I'm a little sharper. This is the proof that Betorah he was greater. So Adahu Yoma up to that day. Kavi Amar Rebbe Milsa Havim Besayle Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Every time Rebbe said something, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon supported him. Found the support. Mikan Ve'elach Kavi Amar Rebbe Yeshli Lahashem. Whenever Rebbe said, you know, I have a comment. I know what you're going to ask, and this is your answer. I know what your comment is going to be, and let me reject it. So even before he said it, and then he rejected it. So basically what you're asking is not going to be worthwhile to discuss anyway, so let's just skip it. You know, sometimes a student wants to like say it, even though the Rebbe says, no, I know what you're going to ask, but then let me answer it for you. But he didn't want to give the chance to the him to say it, because he was obviously upset. Chalish I did the Rebbe, so Rebbe then gets sad. A lot of Chalishas Hadas on this daf. right? And Amar Aleph did not end well. But also Amar Lavua, so Rebbe came to his father and said, Abalei, Bini, Al Yera Lacha, don't worry, there's nothing to be upset about. Shehu, he's somewhat self-deprecating in this line. Shehu Ari Ben Ari, you know, he's the son of Rav Shimon Bayachai. You know, Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, so obviously he says what he says. Yata Ari Ben Shual, and you are an Ari, son of a Shual, son of a fox, son of a jackal. So, you know, there's nothing more. It's not your fault, basically. His father's telling him, it's my fault. Right? The Marsha here, Ben Yoyada here, comments on every single line. So, again, we're not going to have time to do all of that, but there he quotes also, it's an act of a reflection of Anava. And that's what the Gemara says. Vayin Adamer Rebbe, Shlosha, on Vesanin Hain, there were three major people who were involved in Anava. Ve'elu Hain, Abba, my father, based on this story, right? He calls himself a Shual, Ubenei Betera, which we'll get to, Ve'yonasan Ben Shaul. These were the three. It's pretty amazing that Rebbe's saying this, because as we know, the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, Mishameis Rebbe Basla Anava. Right, so Rebbe says, oh, there were three great humble people in the world, in history. When he died, he was the ultimate humble person. Mishameis Rebbe Bala Adava. Except for, remember the last line of Masechta Sota at the end? So where the Gemara says, Lo tisni anava diika ana. Right, don't mention anava in the Mishnah, because after all, I'm still here. Right, one of the, what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said, Lo tisni anava, and we mention very often, what does that mean? But Rav Yosef was a great anav by saying diika ana. That sounds like the opposite of this, right? So, the Vilna Gaon says maybe there was a Tana named Ana, right? Various, maybe Deika Ana, maybe it means that if you look inside of each person, you could still reach the levels of humility. No, there's an Ana, everybody can do it. Don't be depressed that you can't get to that level. Deika Ana, there's the Ana inside each person. Or, we've suggested the other answer that Rav Yosef was saying, look at my life. And then you could reach humility. Rav Yosef forgot all of his learning. He was sick, and his talmidim remind him throughout stories in Shas. So Deika Ana, look at my life, and you could realize that you're not in charge of your life, and arrogance will fall away. Deika Ana, just look at my life. Three ideas. Okay, but that was Rebbe. But here Rebbe is quoting about the three people in his life, or not only in his life, but earlier, that represent Anava. So again, number one was his father, that he just mentioned, and then B'nai B'seira, and Yonas, and Ben Shaul. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had to Amran. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, well, that's the one that we just said. B'nai B'seira, Da'amar Mar, that's the story in Maseches Pesachim. Hoshivu Barosh, Uminu L'Nasi Alein. What's the story there? So if you remember the story, the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, that there was a Shaila about a halacha issue that came up when Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos. Pamachas kol arba asar liyos b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. And what happened? They weren't sure about certain halachas of what you were allowed to do with the Karban Pesach. Right? We know in the Torah, Pesach is Erev Pesach. What we call Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. The 7-day holiday in Nisan is called Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. It's not called Pesach. Pesach is Erev Pesach. That's the day that the Karban Pesach is brought. And so there was a Shaila. At one point, the Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. Shachachu v'lo yadu. In Pesach doches HaShabbos, imlav. Nobody knew. All the rabbis were confused. Amru, klum yesh adam sheyodea in Pesach doches HaShabbos, imlav. Amru lahem, adam echad yesh sha'ala mibavel. V'hilel habavli shmo. Sheshimei shnei goli adar shvayev avtalion. V'yodea, he'll know. Go ask him. They said to him, and he'll explain, yes, you compare Pesach and Karban Tamid. Right, he has a limud, kavachomer, a limud, a smichus. Either way, what happens after the story? Miyad hoshivu barosh uminu nasi alehem. What do they say? Their answer isn't, oh yeah, you reminded us, thank you so much. No, they said, wow, you should become the Rosh Yeshiva. And they deposed themselves, they demoted themselves, and then they were able to handle the fact that somebody else should be the Rosh Yeshiva. That takes tremendous amount of anava to be able to say that, you know what, we're going to remove ourselves. Right? It's a very unnatural. But anyway, that's the story of B'nai B'seira, that they remove themselves. That's the end, the last line. Hoshivu Barosh Minu L'Nasi Aleihem. Number two, Yonas and Ben Shaul. We spoke a little bit about yesterday. Ready? Yonas and Ben Shaul to Karmel Leila David. Yonasan tells David, al Yisrael, v'ani eil l'chal mishnah. Right, even though he was basically giving up his own position, right? By allowing David to be the king, he was basically saying that I'm out of it, even though I'm next in line to be the king, the son of Shaul. But David, Yonatan realizes that this is what's meant to be. The Marsha points out, and don't tell me that he was Nimshach, and that's why, because how did anybody know that he was Nimshach? Remember, David kept that in private. Right, he didn't. Not everybody knew. Everybody started following David, which we'll get to in a second. But this is the anava of these three. Yesterday we spoke about the ahava, and today the Gemara mentions the anava. So the Gemara just says, "Mimai, I don't know if these are all such rayas that these are tremendous. Not saying that they're not, but maybe just these specific acts are not reflective of anava." Dilma Yonasa ben Shaul to Chazit the Gara Alma Baser David. Well, maybe he just saw the tide was turning. He saw that everybody was following David. He wanted to be on the winning side. Right, if you're not on the winning side, remember the days, Lahavdil, Achitofel. Remember Achitofel? So he was on David's side, then he went over to Avshalom's side. Once he saw the writing on the wall that Avshalom wasn't listening to his advice, and so he didn't stay, so he killed himself. But that was, he was Gar Alma. He saw it was going after David. And maybe they saw that Hillel was greater than them, and they thought they couldn't be the Rosh Yeshivas if Hillel was gonna keep correcting them or know more than them. Okay, that one, his father will accept that one, right? Nobody would call themselves a shuol in private to their son unless, they had anava. Okay, period. I'm a Rebbe. Getting back to the other elements. So we just had a discussion about the Torah of Rebbe and of Reb Shimon. But what was the other element mentioned before? Ma'isim Tovim. Ma'isim Tovim, the Gemara mentioned, was Yisurin. So let's get back to that. Amar Rebbe, Chavivin Yisurin. Rebbe says, beloved is Yisurin. Meaning it somehow cleanses one in this world in order to be able to be pure in the next world. Rashi says in the third line, Chavivin Yisurin, Shera'a Shehoilu Yisurin Shehoar Balazar Jeloshalta Barima. Right, he saw, remember the whole story, that there was no rotting or decomposition of the body. So Chavivin Yisurin, he saw that, and therefore he was Makabel. Right? The great Tanoim were able to be Makabel Yisurin. Kibel Alea Tleser Shani, he had 13 years of Yisurin. Shis Bitzmirta Visheva Bitzaparna. Different types of illness, right? Smirta is some type of kidney stone illness. Saparna is some type of mouth ailment. So either with seven of one, six of the other, or the opposite. V'yamrila shiva b'tzamirta v'shis b'tzaparna. Good. The smak, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, one of the Bali Hatosas who has his own 613 list, he has a couple of mitzvahs that nobody else has. A few mitzvahs that are very unique. So one of them towards the beginning, mitzvah number hey. That's pretty early. Right, the fifth mitzvah, the first one is knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we mentioned that one before because he has Tzipisa Yeshua in number one. Number two, he has number two, Yichud Hashem. Number three, Avat Hashem. Number four, Yiras Hashem. So everybody has those at the beginning. Like the Rambam also has Anochi and Yichud and Ava and Yira. And that's what's number five for the Rambam? Tila. The Spak has what's number five? Litzadik es hadin al kol ha-ma'ora. To accept everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in my life. Dichsiv, v'yadata im lovavecha, ki kasher yasser ish espino, Hashem alokecham yasreka. Wow, that's mitzvah number five. That's pretty defining for this smak. Litzadeg, darshu chachamim, quotes the Gemara in Brachas, yesameach b'yisurin kishaba'an alav. And we should be happy, meaning accepted ba'ava. And then he adds something very on the humanistic side. V'im'enu yachol l'sovlan. And if you can't, because very often, Rachmana Litzlan, at the time, we can't focus. We can't have ha'ava and kabbalas yisurin. Simcha, we're not on that level when it's taking place. So then at least afterwards. Mikol makom la'achar sheyavru yismach b'hem b'yishtok va'al yispa'er b'hem. Kidamrinan agra di'yisurin shtikusa. U'mitzvah zu notem ma'od el ha'ahava. Kasher darshu aboseinu b'chol ma'odecha b'chol midu midashu modi l'cha. Gam matzino doras harishonim shahayu mechabavav yisurin. V'gam darshu b'yakiva chavivin yisurin. So he quotes our issue, Sugyus on our Gemara, and then he has Mora Mikdash, right, he also has Kabbalah Tochacha, that was mitzvah number Tess, we mentioned that before, but that's an important smock in mitzvah number Hey, Kabbalah Sisurin. That's what these Tanoim were able to fulfill. Good, third wide line, Ahorira de Bei Rebbe, the stable hand of Bei Rebbe, have a Asir Mishvar Malka, was even richer than Shvar Malka, right? They were, Rebbe was very rich, and so was the, even the stable hand. Kadav Rami Kista L'chiyuse, when they used to give food to the animals, Havi Azal Kala B'tlas Amili. It was so loud when he threw the food, because there were so many hundreds of thousands of animals, that they could hear it 3 mil away. Havi Machavei D'Rami B'yahi Shaita, T'ayel Rebbe L'beis HaKise, he was careful to give the animals food at the same time that Rebbe went to the bathroom, because he wanted to cover up the screams of Rebbe's pain when he went to the bathroom. So he figured if he would throw this at the time, then nobody would hear the pain. Didn't work. Still, Rebbe's screams were even louder. You could even hear it. Even the ones who went down to the sea. Who was the sea? So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says he lived in Tveria, so it was right by the Kinneret, right? That's how they were able to, the Nuchusa Yama, those who went to the Yam, were still able to hear it. V'yafilo hachi, and even so, even though Rebbe's pains were terrible, Yisurei d'Rolaz Reb Shimon, adifi mi d'Rebbe. But still, Rolaz Reb Shimon's were adif. Why? D'ilu Rolaz Reb Shimon, me'ahava ba'u, me'ahava holchu. He asked for them, and he accepted them, and then he asked them to leave right in the morning. I know I'm sorry, guys. I have to learn Torah now, so please, move away a little bit. But the Rebbe, I de Maisa bo, I de Maisa holchu. But Rebbe came through a Maisa. As follows, we're going to have in a minute. Even before that, Reb Moshe has a tshuva, which we're going to get back to, Beth Hashem, a little bit later, about the main part of the tshuva. But towards the end of the tshuva, Reb Moshe says, why do you have so many horses and animals? Right, is that okay? Right, we know a melech is not allowed to have. So Reb Moshe goes through at the end of the tshuva. Yoredeya Aleph Kuflamed Hey. You're right, a melech can't have. Specifically, as the Rishonim point out, that a melech has such elastic power, a melech can do whatever he wants, so he has more limitations than others regarding women, horses, and money. Right, the three surim that only apply to a melech. But he wasn't that, didn't have the halacha of a melech. He was a leader, and whatever reason he had, we don't know why he had, to give to the poor, or to tzarchei tzibur, pashut, shirak melech asur, kamo ben ashim, v'kesef ezov, shehed yot mutter, v'rebi apshaya b'din nasi, lo haya b'din melech. Right? So why did he need it? For whatever reason he needed it, but we know Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi obviously needed it for proper reasons. Okay, we'll get back to the main part, but let's have a couple of minutes. But anyway, back to the Gemara. So he got the Isurin through a Maisa. Which Maisa? The Maisa Bo Maihi. So very interesting and difficult at the same time action. Right? Somewhat well known. Why did Rabbi get Isurin? Tiahu Egla Davika Mamti Le Lashchita. There was a cow. Rabosa, keep these dafim in mind. These are the three dafim of Agadata. Before and after, we don't have too many. But if one focuses on Agadata, so these are them. So there was an animal that was going to be shechted. A little cow. Ozel talya l'reishi b'kanfei d'Rebbe v'kabachi. And he runs away from the shochet. And he goes and cuddles in Rebbe's leg, kind of under his robe. Save me, save me. And he's crying. Does the animal have das? Pashas, the animal doesn't have das, right? It means that maybe there was a sense, an instinct of being scared, as animals have instinct. He's scared, and he runs and cries under Rebbe's legs. Amarle, and Rebbe responds, Zil, l'kakno sarta. What? This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you were created for, to be used for shchita. L'kach no sarta. He did not show any compassion to the little cow. Amri, they said, Rashi has in one word, Birakia, they said in heaven, Hoel v'loka marachem, lesu ale yisurin. Whoa. Right, because he didn't have rachmanis, lesu ale yisurin. Right, ask all the, before we get to the why, but the Taras Chaim I saw, the later Achronim says, well maybe also, as we just said, instinct, it's something that, why was it described like this? In terms of Rachmanis, and he was crying, because remember the Gemara in Erev and Daf Kuf, where the Gemara says that we can learn various different midos from various animals. We can learn, always working hard from an ant, and tzniyas from this animal, from a chatul, all this. So it's the teva habriya for animals to act in certain ways, and then for us to learn from those activities. That's what the Taras Chaim says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan teva ze l'tarnagol, sheyifsho knafav al ha'aretz kodem tashmish, v'yaneh b'rosho achar tashmish, v'hu derech pius, v'chulu v'chulu, v'chein yish b'sug yaseir leish l'farish kech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan b'leiv, right, to this animal, to teach us the idea of running away and having compassion on people in need, right? That's what it means. It's still difficult, because he was right. Lakach no tzarta, Right, so one has to say that a couple of ideas we'll mention, and that is that, you know, it's the uniqueness of Rebbe. You know, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi was on such a level that on his level, maybe people are going to be looking at him and to show a little bit, like to walk the animal back. We can't even fathom it because he was right. But there has to be some type of explanation. Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz writes that one of his mamarim, we had one yesterday, another one today, in Maimar Kuf, also. He says, V'nispone na b'davar, Rebbe Zacha. He was the only one in all of Shas to get the title Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Toar shalom matzinu al shum adam ba'olam. Ukhagdamas ha-Rambam. The Rambam writes, V'haya yachid b'doro, ve'echad b'zmano, ish shenim su'ubo, kol ha-chamudos v'hamidos ha-tovos. Also he's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Ushmo Yehuda, mimos bo'osha Rabbeinu ad-Rebbe lo ratzino tora inu tora gdula ba'chem echad. So much. Misha meis Rebbe ba'la anava, as we mentioned before. And still, none of that saved him from 13 years of Yisurid because he wasn't Merachim on the calf. It can't be an Onesh, explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. It has to be a Mitzius. What's the Mitzius? If I'm compassionate on others, Hashem is compassionate on me. If I'm not compassionate on others, Hashem is not compassionate on me. The Eina Dover Bibchinas Onesh, Eloshezeu Mahalech Hadvarim, that Hashem put into the Teva. And therefore, even though, you know, he had Yom Kippur, he had many Yom Kippurs that passed by in those 13 years. This is the Skula Ubaduka. We want Rachmanis from Hashem. We have to have Rachmanis on others. That's what he uses this story to reflect that idea. There is, if you look in Rav Yashiv here, he says, look in Rav Yaakov Emden about Gilgal. Okay, Rav Yaakov Emden right here in the back, he says, maybe this animal, okay, we'll just mention it, not that we talk about Gilgal too often, maybe this animal was a Gilgal of a certain neshama, and he should have pushed it away so the Gilgal could leave, and he could get his tikkun through a different way than getting shechted. Okay, but that's the Rav Yaakov Emden here, just has a line about that. Gilgal itself is a machlok, as we've shown him, not for now. Either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'yal yidei maisa holchu. So that Maisa, again, there's a lot more. We're touching the iceberg on many of these topics, but, you know, that's what we, Baruch Hashem, have the schus to do. We had a Maisa Ochu, and there was an opposite Maisa that helped remove the Yisurin. Yom Achad, Havika Kansha, Amsei de Rebbe Besa. One day, the Amsei de Rebbe was sweeping the house. Avishadya b'nei karkushta v'kakansha lehu. There was b'nei karkushta. What's Rashi? Shoyim utalin sham b'nei chulda. There were some little weasels that were there, little mice, weasels. The Kakanchalu, Amala, and she was catching them, and she was gonna get rid of them. Amala Shevkinu, he says, leave them. Ksiv Virachama Valkomasov. Maybe he learned, right? But what the Rambam says, you have to be in the same exact situation for Tshuva Gemura. So Amri, they said in Shemayim, Holam Arachim Narachim Alei. Right, and therefore the Sirin were removed. Virachama Valkomasov also. If you remember, the 11 sources that Rav Asher Weitz quotes in a couple of his svarim, in Minchas Asher Abreishis and Advarim, for Tzar Balechayim. Nowhere in Shas is there a source given for Tzar Balechayim, but the Rishonim give 11 sources for Tzar Balechayim. One of them is this pasuk right here, based on this Gemara. V'rachama v'kol ma'asav. And the Shaila is, who's many sources given. The Ravid we had earlier in the Sugyas of Los Achsom, he learned Los Achsom Sharpadisho, right? You can't muzzle the animal. The Ritva quotes that it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam says it's learned that from the Pasuk by Bilam. Amahiki says Ason Chazesh Shalosh Regalim. Rashi says it's learned that from the Mitzvah Prika. Many different suggestions that are given. But one is Barachma, I think it's the Chassam Sofer that gives Barachma of Akomasov. I don't remember which one is. The Chassam Sofer in the sugya earlier. So Lamaisa, why are there so many sources? The answer is there really is no source. The source is Ratzon Hashem, the fifth Shulchan Aruch. And the reason that there are so many is because there is no real one idea. They're all connected to these other 11 ideas. But that's his Minchas Asher's point, which he often talks about, the fifth Shulchan Aruch, Ratzon Hashem. Obvious ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would believe in, even though something is not mitzuveh, right? The mitzvah of chinuch and other examples. Okay, so that's Rachma v'kol ma'asav. So Rebbe's Yisurin went away. Kulu shani Yisurei d'Rabbi Elazar lo shachiv inish below zimnei. All the years that Rabbi Elazar was makabel Yisurin, so that protected the door and nobody died before their time. Kulu shani Yisurei d'Rebbe lo istrach amal mitra. all the years of the Yisurin of Rebbe, the world did not need rain. They didn't need rain. The Gemara is saying that it's better not even to need rain than to have enough rain. Because sometimes, the saying goes, right, the day of rain is harder than the day of din. There's some difficulties with rain too. It could be flooding, it could be too much, so it's better not to even need rain, like was in the days of Rebbe, than to have too much. If the world wouldn't have needed rain, we would have davened not to have it. Be mevatel it. Right, but we don't, because we need. And even so, even though the world did not need rain in the days of Rebbe, whenever they took out vegetables, they took out a radish from the ground, there was tons of water in the earth. Right? It was tons of water. It was all fine. It wasn't dried out at all. Period. So we know this whole history between Rebbe and Elazar Reb Shimon. Right? At the, right, who was greater at Torah, tried to get his wife. So one time Rebbe came to visit the place of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Amar Yeshlo Ben Lo Oso Tzadik. Does he have any children? Does he have a son? Amru Lo Yeshlo Ben. Yes. V'kol Zona Sheniskeres Bishnayim Socharto Bishmona or Ba'arba. And every Zona who gets two, that means like a Zona that has a high price, right? She would pay him for Shmona, meaning he was very handsome. It was a very handsome son, and maybe the Gemara is giving the impression that he wasn't totally on the derech, following in the ways of his father. So, Asyeh, so they brought him to Rebbe. Asmachei Rebbe, Rebbe gave him smicha, because he wanted to try to bring him back. V'ashlamei, we'll get back to that line. V'ashlamei l'Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Lakunya. And he gives him over to this man, Achos de'imei, right, the... Or it's in the son Achua Ime, the brother of his mother, his uncle, to be able to bring him back, be able to teach him. Call Yom Havi Omar Likir Yasiani Azel. Every day he wanted to leave. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Send me back to my town. Omarle says to him, Chachim Avdu Yasach, you're going to become such an unbelievable rabbi. The Gulsa de Dava Parsu Alecha. They're going to put the golden crown on you. The Rebbe Karulacha. Meaning you have so much potential. Fiat Amrit Likrasiana Azel, you want to leave? That's a Rebbe. That's a Rebbe. Talking about the potential of the child. Omer Leh, he says, really? Mume, I swear. Azumada, I'm leaving this attitude. You know, I'm staying here, I'm becoming the next greatest Gadol Adar. And that's what he did. He stayed there because the Rebbe had confidence in him. And that's the Musar Haskel that we get. Always believing in our children, right? That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parsha Shmos, where he talks about that the line by Moshe Rabbeinu, Asa L'Dabar Mashchina. That's why Moshe could have nursed from an Egyptian woman. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. And Rabbi Yaakov says, why is that in Shulchan Aruch? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Every child is a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. Every child we have to treat like an Asil Adabir im Hashchina. Again, that's Abreg Alachas. That's the Rabbi Yaakov there. Anyway, we continue. So Ki Gadal, when he got older, Asa Yasin bin Besifta the Rebbe. He got older, he went to learn in Rebbe's yeshiva. This son of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Shamei Lakale. Rebbe heard him talking. Amar Hakala Dami Lakale to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Oh, it sounds like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon's voice. Amrule Breyu. Yeah, it's a son. Kari Ale says, oh, okay. Pri et Tzadik. Eitz Chaim v'lokeach nefashos chacham. What is that pasuk referring to? Pre tzadik Eitz Chaim Zereb Yosi Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. That's referring to right this boy. He's a pre. He's the fruit of a tzadik. V'lokeach nefashos chacham. He takes that of wise souls. Zereb Shimon ben Isi ben Lakunya. Right. He's the one that took him and gave him the proper education. A little more. Ki Noach Nafshe, and when he, the grandson of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, died, Amtiul Amar Tadavu, they wanted to bring him into the same cave where his father and his grandfather were buried. Havi Hadarna La'ach Lamarta, that same snake was there. Amar Le'ach Na'ach Le'psach Picha, V'yikaniz Benei Tzalaviv, Lo Paschalahu. So they didn't, this time it didn't open. The other time it did not this time. Suverim Ha'am Lomar, Shezegodom Izeh, they thought, he wasn't great enough. Yatzizabasko V'yamra, Lo Mebnei Shezegodom Izeh, Ella, right, similar lesson we have in Tainus Chafei by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, if you remember. But he says, it's not because he's not great. Ella shezehaya b'tzar ma'ara, v'zelohaya b'tzar ma'ara. The Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon were all those years in the cave, based on the story by Lama Gimel and Shabbos. So they were zochet to be in this. He didn't go through those yisurin, being in the sand for so many years, and therefore that's why he doesn't get into the cave. Our zechuyos in the next world aren't only going to be our mitzvos or lack of averos. It's going to be yisurin, rachman al aslan, that people had to go through. But that's going to be, as long as we have the right attitude in the yisurin, that is something that we will take with us in the next world. Rav Moshe, getting back to that tshuva, discusses how do you give him smicha before he learned anything? He gave him smicha that he says go learn. He didn't know anything. He was even maybe anti. Right, that line about the zona. So Rav Moshe says in that tshuva, but the title of the tshuva, usually Rav Moshe's tshuvas are halacha lemaisa. Once in a while, there are some tshuvas that are just what's the pshat of the Gemara. So the title of the tshuva, be'inyan smichas Rebbe or Rebbe Yosef Reb Shimon b'matziyah daf pehei. That's the title of the tshuva, written in 1950. Beis cholamoy Pesach tafshin yud. Right, it's Dover Ha'avid. Rav Moshe Feinstein, not writing tshuvas, is Dover Ha'avid. He can write them on Cholamoid. Right, he wrote it right here. So he asks, he wrote the tshuva. He says, how can he give him smicha? So he says, maybe he just gave him smicha that, you know what, we'll call you rabbi. Not that he really gave him smicha. Just he wanted to give him a little chizik. So, you know, he called him Rebbe. Similar to, fascinating, we'll have to remember this for a couple of years from now, right? Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, about Azara Yudches, Yuzayin, right? About Yudches, I think, Rav Elazar ben Tradi, maybe it's Yudches. One of those two. Anyways, remember the story that he did tshuva at the end of his life after being with every zone of Olam, and then he died at the end of his life, and they call him Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. Rav Moshe says, what, he got smicha? He gives smicha lacharisa? After the person dies, he gives him smicha? No, it's not like Chas v'Shalom. Other religions give titles after death. Right, Judaism does not give titles after death. So what does that mean? So he says, no. Mishmaya de basko karula latar ba'alma b'shem Rebbe. Shezachal azay de tshuva. Vein shayach l'kal l'inyan smicha. So sometimes you have the lashon of smicha in rabbi, even though person's not that. Or maybe it was al-shem ha'asid, it was al-tznai. You know, I'll give you smicha al-tznai that you go learn everything. O'me'achar de batuachaya Rebbe. Sheyaseh roi v'yitzor ha'goto b'zeh v'chulu. And he continues. Okay, Rav Moshe discusses that. That discussion. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Second to last skinny line. Ikla Rebbe la asrej Rebbe Tarfon. So Rebbe went around trying to get people's children back on the involved in Torah. So he visited the place of Rebbe Tarfon. Amar lahu yesh lo ben lo'osot tzadik. Is there any children here? Shoy mekapech es banav. Often in Shas we find that he used to swear by his children. Rashi quotes, you know, I swear, akapech es banai, if this isn't true. That's pretty dangerous for a great man to swear by the life of his children. So Rebbe was nervous. So he said, are there any children he has? Amru lo, ben ein lo, ben baz yesh lo. He has a grandson. Doesn't have a child anymore. Same thing. Right, handsome, not following his ways. Asu alakame, they brought him in front of Rebbe. Amarle, ihadart b'cha, yavina l'cha bartoi. If you come back, I'll give you my daughter. You want to marry my daughter? The Godel's daughter? See, even he thought that, oh, great. Haderbe, fine. The marriage, though, did not end so well. Ika da amre nasa v'girsha. Either divorced, ika da amre lo nasa v'klal. Others say no. He said that, but he didn't marry. He didn't marry her. Meaning, maybe he was so inspired to do this, but he didn't marry her. Kedei shelo yomru bishvil zeh chazar zeh. He didn't want people to say that, oh, that's why he did tshuva, to get this girl. Anybody would have done tshuva. That wasn't l'shem shamayim. Stop there for a minute. What's the kasha? Yesterday's Gemara. Reish Lakish wasn't worried about this, says the Ben Yodah, because that was by the river. It was in private. Nobody knew about it. This was, everybody knew. Everybody knew about the offer, right? So it was public. Or the Tosfos HaRosh says, maybe this is a riot to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that he originally was involved in Torah. And then he lost it. He started off as Abba Chacham. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos yesterday. So maybe that's why he wasn't worried. Because if he already was connected to Torah, and now he's going back to it, less people are going to think that way. Okay. Weiter. V'lamalei kulehai. Why did Rebbe do all of this? He went around trying to get everybody's children. Dom Rabbi Yudah Marav. V'yam Rila Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'yam Rila Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Kol Hamalamed Es Ben Chaveiro Torah Zoche V'yoshev B'yeshiva Shamala. If anybody is a Rebbe, if anybody teaches their friend's son Torah, they get a special place in Shamayim. Shneamar Im Tashuv V'ashivcha Lefanai Tamod. We'll stand in front of Hashem. V'yakol Hamalamed Es Ben Am Haaretz Torah. And if the father of the child that you're teaching doesn't know anything, That's even greater. Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gzeira. Even if Hashem makes a decree, mevatla bishvilo, he'll be mevatla for the person who teaches a ben am aretz Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'im totzi yakar mizolel, if you take out something precious from a zolel, somebody who's not into it, kifi tiyeh, like my mouth, you'll be able to rip up a decree I had. The Marsha says, it's mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida. Just like this child who beteva shouldn't come to anything, you change the teva. So too, because his father's not Ma'aretz, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to change the gzeira. Am Rabbi Parnach, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Again, there's so much here. Koshu Tamid Chacham, Ubino Tamid Chacham, Uben Bino Tamid Chacham. Three generations, Shuv Ein Torah Posekas Bizarro La'olam. It's period. It's never going to leave the family. Rechuta Meshulash is never going to leave. Shenemar, what we say in Uvalatzion. Vanizos Prisi, Begomer, Lo Yamusha Mipicha, Umi Bizaracho, Umi Bizarazaracha. Amar Hashem Yatobi Adolam. Right, that's it. Amar Hashem, what does that mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Arev Lecha Badarez, I promise you. Mayim Yatovi Adolam, Amar Yirmiyah, Mekan Ve'eloch, Torah, Machzeres, Al Achsanya Shalom. The Torah goes back to the Achsanya, it never leaves. Asks the 6-year-old brother of Rav Chaim Yivalajan, Rav Zalman to Rav Chaim Yivalajan. Asks him in the Ruach Chaim, I were all Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so why are some of us not all connected? Right, Chuta Meshulash. So, explains Rav Chaim Yivalajan exact to his 6-year-old brother. He writes on the Mishnah, where does he write this? On the Mishnah Pirkei Avos in the second parak, where it says, you have to work for Torah, She'eni Yerushalach. So all the Mefarshim, the Rav and the Tosfos Yadav say, what do you mean, in Yerushalach? This Gemara says, it's Yerusha. 3 generations, if my father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were into Torah, I'm automatic. What do I have to work at all? They all explain, no, it just means you're automatic if you want it. It's easier for you if you're a clay kibble. But it's not automatic if you're not interested in it. It's like, Rav Chaim Yivalajan says, it's like somebody knocking at your door. Hello, hello, hello. If you don't open the door, or if you wait too long and you don't allow them, so then they're going to leave. It's just that they're going to come to knock on your door. Right? That's what's said. Right? And that's why, if somebody is not interested in being a Ben Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, so then that's not going to work. That's what the Bartanura says. That's what the Tosfos Yontif says. Both of them on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Beis Yud Beis. And the Ruach Chaim on that Mishnah as well. This line is also a basis for another phrase that we say every single day of our lives, right? The Bach in Simen Mem Zayin in Ruach Chaim says, we say every morning, Vitzetza Einu, Vitzetza E, Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael. So the Bach says, V'hadi Isla B'chala Tzedurin, Anachna Vitzetza Einu, Vitzetza E, Amcha, Ikalam, Neim HaBekitzer, Anachna V'kol Amcha Beis Yisrael. He says, no, 3 generations. That's what we daven for. So we can have chuta meshulash. He says, Lefizet tzarech sheyomer v'tzetzo einu v'tzetzo eitzetzo einu v'tzetzo eyamcha beis Yisrael. If you want to be befeirish about your own family, me and my children and my grandchildren, he says, v'chein shamati shenogim kach. And that's why various sedurim have that lashon. V'tzetzo einu v'tzetzo eitzetzo einu v'tzetzo eyamcha beis Yisrael. The Magen Avraham says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham also, that, you know what, we can say v'tzetzo einu, that includes 2 to 3 generations. That includes 8 generations. It's not that, oh, I'm only davening for my children, not my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. No. Tzetzeinu means all of my progeny, and that is what is included. So either way, the Bach says maybe it has to be mefurish, and others say no, it is automatic anyway. Okay. Rav Yosef Yosef Arbon Tanesa. Rav Yosef fasted 40 fasts. Va'akaryua, he fasted for his children. Va'akaryua, and they showed him in a dream, lo yamusha bipicha. Yosef Arbom Tareis Achrini, another 40, right? Because 40, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Matan Torah was 40 days, 3 times. So he's 40, another 40 fasts. Va'akar Yuha, Le'yamushu B'picha B'Bizaracha. Yosef Mea Tanezi Achrini, he has another 100, or another gears, another 40. Asa Akar Yuha, Le'yamushu B'picha B'Bizaracha, U'Bizara Zaracha. So you got all 3 in the dream. Amar Mikan Ve'elach, Lo Tzarichna, Torah Mechazeres Al-Achsanya Shalah. The Torah will come back to its achsanya, to its host. Period. Reb Zera, Kisalak La'arad Yisrael. When Reb Zera went to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Mea Tanisa, unbelievable line, Delishtakech Gemara Bavla Mine. He wanted to forget his learning from Chutz La'aretz. Reb Zeir, we know from the end of Ksubis, snuck around and got to Eretz Yisrael, even though some of his Rebbeim did not want him to come. But he went and he fasted so that he could forget the learning that he had from Bavel. So it wouldn't be matrid him. What exactly is that supposed to mean? That he wanted to forget his learning. Rashi says there was a different derech halimut, not the content. Maybe he wanted to forget the method of learning that he had in Eretz Yisrael. If you look in the Marsha here, the Marsha discusses, you have to have a true derech in Torah. Not like those, the Marsha screaming at those of his generation. Not like those who are just interested in pilpula, says the Maharsha, and not in Asuki Shmait Saliba de Hilchasa. The Maharsha has very extreme words here. Masha'enke b'nei Bavel de Efshar, shahayu mitfalpalim dugmas chilukim shebedor hazeh, asher komi asher yodea lechonein, lechavein al tzara yoser bepilpul, shel hevel hareze mishubach. V'kolachan mechavein litchos divrei chaveiro, kidekari lu mechablim, shinokhuz lezeh ba'alacha. So the Marsha, again, we're not going to get into it right now. It was a certain derech halimut of pilpul. The Marsha was not into that. So he says, similar here, Reb Zeira davened and fasted to forget all of his Torah from Chutz La'aretz. It might not mean the content of the Torah. Chas v'shalom, we should try to forget Torah. It might mean a certain derech halimut that took place elsewhere that he wanted to start afresh with the derech halimut of the Talmid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. So Yosef Me'acharisa, he fasted another 100 to the Lishko of Reb Elazar B'Shnei. He didn't want Reb Elazar to die in his lifetime. Why? Fadaflan Elave, Mila Di Sibura. Then he would have to be like the fundraiser. Right? Tzarchei Tzibur. I'm happy that I'm not the Rosh Yeshiva, he felt. And therefore, he davened for that. The Yosef Me'acharini to the Lishlo Bey Nura De Gehenim. Another 100 in order not to have the fires of Gehenim affect him. Kotzlas and Yomi have a badig nafshe. Every 30 days he used to check himself. Do not try this at home. Shagar Tanura Salak Vyasa Begave. He turned the oven on and he went in to see if he would be burned. Volavi Shalta Beinura. He was always good. He was never burned. Yom Achad, Yavabi Rabbanan Eina. One day though, the Rabbanan started focusing on him, on talking about him, Ayin Hara, Ve Ichrichu Shake. His legs got a little singed. And that's why throughout Shas, that's his nickname. Vekarule Katin Charech Shake. The short one who had his legs singed. That was Rabbi Zeira because of this story. He went in. Maybe the point is, you know, we shouldn't bring such attention to ourselves like this. You know, going into ovens, checking, maybe do something in private, but it shouldn't be such a major activity. Amar Yehuda Mar Rav, my dechsev. Ah, this Gemara is famous from Nedarim, but it's also here. My dechsev miyashachav of Yaveh Desos. Who is so smart to understand this? Vasher Diber Pi Hashem Elav V'Yagida Ama of the Haaretz. Why did the Churban take place? Dover Zeh Amru Chachamim Lo Pirshuhu. The Rabbi said, but did not explain. Armu Neviim Lo Pirshuhu. The Neviim, right, based on the words in the Pesukim Ad, Shepirsho Kadosh Baruch Hu Batzmo, Shenemar, Vayomer Hashem, Al Azvam Es Torah Si, Asher Nasati Lefneim. They've left the Torah. What do you mean they left the Torah? Amar Yehuda Marav, Shelo Beruchu Batorah Tchila. They did not say Birchas HaTorah. So I asked the Vel two questions. Number one, what about the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes? Sinas Chinam, the big three Averis. What do you mean, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila? Or we had earlier, this is the second Gemara, by the way, in Bava Tzia, about why the Churban happened. For remember what the last one was. Daf Lamed. Lamed Abbeis. Lo Charba Yushalayim Ela Al Shadanu Din Torah. They didn't judge Lefnim Mishur Zadin. So two Gemaras, right here, Lamed, and right here, Bava Tzia Pehe. Also in Nedarim Pe Aleph. But what is the, how do you put the Gemaras together? The answer is really, it was for those other Averas. But Torah acted as a defense shield. If somebody is learning properly, right, properly, it can't be a Rasha and then learning as a Barishus, but if he's learning properly, Lishma could help, but once the defense shield went down, then they were punished from the other Averas as well. And the other question that Rishonim deal with is, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila, why didn't they say Berchu Torah? What was so hard about it? What was so hard about saying Berchu Torah? And were Berchu Torah Misukan yet? Right, what does that mean? So there must be something, some message here. So Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Ran and Nedarim says this, but it's also Rashi right here. Rashi in one line. V'kivan de la mevarchi, galya daitayu, she'ena matana chashuva lahem. They didn't bring a brach on it, so it shows that there wasn't chashuv in their eyes. Torah was not chashuv. They could learn just robotically without recognizing the chashivas of Torah. And learning without recognizing the chashivas of Torah is missing the point of Talmud Torah. We mentioned also a number of times in the past the beautiful Beis Halevi in Parashat Mishpatim, where the Beis Halevi puts together two Gemaras to explain this Gemara. Right, the Gemara says that you only make a bracha menachas membeis. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. When you put up the mezuzah, when you put on the tefillin, you don't make a bracha when you write tefillin, when you cut off the lulav. When you build a sukkah, we hold, you don't make a bracha on. So ask the that's one gemara, fine. When you put the tzitzis on the bag, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha on the final stage. Says the Beis Halevi, Talmud Torah has two parts. Talmud Torah, lomod amanas la'asos, but also Talmud Torah lishma. They didn't make Berachas Torah. What does that mean? They only believed in type 1 Talmud Torah, not type 2. They only believed in Talmud Torah as a hechsher mitzvah to know what to do. And therefore, they didn't make a bracha, because they only make a bracha when they did the mitzvah. But they didn't believe in Talmud Torah lishma, which is just learning for the sake of learning. That's why they didn't make a bracha. That's what it means. It was a chashuv in their eyes. Right? It was a chashuv, and that's why they were punished, because missing that element of Talmud Torah is defining. Also, remember the Ramban counts Berachas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa. Aseh Tesvav in the mitzvos that he says the Rambam forgot, he counts it separately. And the Rambam obviously either holds this Drabanan, like all brachas, or included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'chulu. There's a lot more. We're doing our best here. We're doing our best. Rav Meir Shapiro did not say that we should squeeze B'Masiya Pehei into 50 minutes, but, you know, what can we do? Amr of Chama, my dichsiv, belev navon tanua chachma, uvakarev ksilim tivadea. What does that mean? Belev navon, in an understanding heart, tanua chachma, zet tamar chacham, ben tamar chacham. Right, in the wise is the wise. Uvakarev ksilim tivada, right, in the foolish it'll be known, zet tamar chacham, and I'm aretz, as we mentioned before, the chilak. Amr ula, haino damri inshi, istira bilagina, kish kish karya. When you have a coin in an empty bottle and you shake it around, it makes a lot of noise. Right? That's like a Talmud Chacham and a son of an Am Aretz. If you have a full bottle of money and you shake it, it makes no noise. Right? That's a Talmud Chacham and a Talmud Chacham. So, that's the mashal. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, my dechsev, katon v'gadol shamhu. Small and big are there in the grave. Ve'eved chavshi me'adunav. Atuloy adina dekadim v'gadol shamhu. I don't realize that everybody dies. Ella kalamaktin atzmo al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh naaseh gadol la'olam haba. That's katan becomes a gadol. The kalameisim atzmo ke'eved al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. We're an eved naaseh chavshi la'olam haba. We become free in olam haba. Okay, that's the drasha. Reish Lakish have a mitzayin ma'arse derabanan. Reish Lakish used to go around marking the graves of the rabbis. Why did he do this? Rashi says Tomas Kohanim. He wanted to prevent, right, Rashi, on the first skinny line, she kashlu kohanim lavar alehen ula ha'ahil, shlo tera takala, did tzadikim, right, he didn't want, Rashi not going around, because he wanted the kohanim to walk there. Asks the Rishash, so why dafka the rabbis? If he's worried about Tumas kohanim, all kfaris. So the Rishash says, no. What kfaris did people go visit? People went to kibrei tzadikim. So that's why. Family members, everybody knows where their family member is. They'll be careful. But kibrei tzadikim people used to go to, which by the way also proves kibrei tzadikim are metame. Another big topic which comes up, it'll come up later on in the Masechta. There are a few singular individual shitos in history, some Rishonim, some Achronim, that said, no, kibrei tzadikim are not metame, but it's kemat mefurish in many places in Shas, not just Rishonim, that it's not true. Right? One of the sources for Pesach Sheni is that they were carrying the bones of Yosef. Yosef's bones were metame. What, so other tzadikim were not metame? So, and this gemara is also Rashi says it beferish. Right? The Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back has the opposite suggestion. He says maybe it was Dafka the Rabbanan, he marked them so people would know where they were so they could go daven by them. Okay, that's a Yaakov Emden against the pshat of Rashi here. But either way, so Reish Lakish used to go mimin sayin. Kimata lema'arta d'Rabbi Chiya. The next amud, this amud is all about the gadlus of Rabbi Chiya. This is Rabbi Chiya. So when he came to the grave of Rabbi Chiya, yalma minei. So he lost where it was. Cholash daiti, got depressed. Amr Ribbono shel Olam, lo pipalti Torah kamosi. What, I wasn't as great, kamosa, I wasn't as great as him? Yotaz abaskal v'yamr lo, Torah kamoso pelpalta, Torah kamoso lo rivatsta. You learned as much Torah, but you didn't spread as much Torah. Spreading Torah, there's nothing like that. And Rabbi Chiya did it as follows. Again, another story that should be famous. Kavi Mincy, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chia, when they used to fight, Amar le Rabbi Chanina, le Rabbi Chia, Pahadi Dika Mincis, you're getting into an argument with me? Chas v'shalami mishtachna Torah b'Yisrael, if Torah is ever forgotten, mahadrana lei mi pilpule. Rabbi Chanina says, my mind is so sharp, he might be talking about his derech halimud. That, okay, my derech halimud is, it's so sharp you can get the Torah back, even if it's forgotten. Amalei Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chanina, Bahadi Dika Mincis, you're arguing with me, Da'avdi L'Torah, D'lo Tishtachech Mi Yisrael. No, I make sure that Torah is never forgotten. Not that if it's forgotten. Maya Avidna, what do? I start from scratch. Azilna V'Shadina Kitzna, I plant flax seeds, I grow flax, V'Galdina Nishvi, I grow the flax, I take them, I make nets. V'Tzaydina Tave, I catch deer with those nets. Uma Achilna B'Israel Yasmi, I give the meat of the deer to orphans. Varichna magilna, and then I write scrolls. I write 11 scrolls. I'm sorry, I take that back. I write scrolls. Let's see what, why. Vikasivna chabisha chumshe, I write five, I write the Torah on five of those scrolls. Visalikna lamasa makrina chamisha yunuke, vikhamisha chumshe, and I find five children. I teach one of them Gracious, one of them Shmos, one of them Ayikra. And then I give it to them, and I'm going to tell them, go teach everyone else. Umasisa shishi yunuke shisha sidre, and I teach six children, the six Siddharma of Mishnayis, the Amarna, the one I tell them, Ad the Hadarna, the Asina, before I come back, Akru Ahadadi, the Asnu Ahadadi. Read to each other and teach each other what I've taught you. And in this way, the Avdila, the Torah, the Luchtakech, Yisrael. So Torah won't be forgotten. The Maritz Chayis is Medayik. It says that he wrote down the five books of the Torah and he taught the Mishnayis. Maritz Chayis writes this in a few places in Shas, that the Torah was not written down, even in the days of Rebbe. Rebbe organized it into Siddurim, and it was ready to be written down, but it actually wasn't written down until later. That's the Maritz Chayis' view, and this is one of his rise again. Why does it say Kasivna by the Torah, and only Masnina by the Mishnah? So that's his diak. Hainu Dami Rabbi, and the Gemara comments, Kamagdola Maisachia, Rabbi Chia was awesome. What's so awesome about this whole process? The Mefarshim explained, because he started Lishma from the beginning, from the foundation. Every single part of the process of Chinuch was Lishma, from planting the seeds. He didn't just buy flax from the store. Planting the seeds, everything was Lishma. Amalei Rabbi Shalba Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Mimar. Rabbi Shalba Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Chia was even greater than you? Amalei, and yes. Afilu Me'aba. Even from your father? Amalei Chas V'Shalom. Lo Teke Zos B'Yisrael. No, not from my father. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Emesh. Nirali, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Amartilo. He appeared to me in a dream. I said to him, Eitzol Mi'ata Takua. Who are you next to in Shamayim? Amalei Eitzol Rabbi Yochanan. For Rabbi Yochanan, it's on me, it's on Rabbi Yanai. For Rabbi Yanai, it's on me, it's Rabbi Chanina. For Rabbi Chanina, it's on me, it's on Rabbi Chia. Amarti lo. For Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Chia lo. Rabbi Yochanan is not near Rabbi Chia. Amarli, he said to me, Ba'aser de Zakukin de Nura, Uborin de Isha, on the place where fire is burning, Man Ma'al Barnafla Taman. Barnafla is nicknamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't go near there. We can't even fathom Rabbi Yochanan. We had him yesterday. His shine, he was shining. And he wasn't even near Rabbi Chia. We can't even fathom Rabbi Chia. Period. Amar Rav Chaviva, Shtarli Rav Chaviva, Bar Surmarki. He once told me, Chazili Ahumi Rabbana, Davishrich Elio Gabe. One time I saw a certain of the rabbis, that I knew Elio Anavi was always talking to him. Deletzafra Havi Shapirin Eine, Ulurta Damien, Kidemiklin Benura. In the morning, his eyes were shining, and towards the evening, I saw his eyes were burned. Amile Maihai, say what happened. Vamarli. He said, Dharmali Elio, Elio gave me a chance. Achmili Rabbanan. Do you want to see the rabbis? Kisaki Lamasiti Durakia? Should I show you a heavenly vision? So Amarle, he says, yes. Amarle, he says, Bakulu Matsis Lestakuli Bahu, Lubar Miyuk. I'm sorry, I asked him, can you show me a vision? He says, fine, you can look at everyone, but not Rabbi Chia. Bakulu Matsis Lestakuli Bahu, Lubar Miyuk Harkad Rabbi Chia. Don't look at Rabbi Chia's throne, Delotistakelbe. Maisi Manayu, how do I know if it's Rabbi Chia? Bikulu Aslima, again, this is all some type of vision, symbolic, it's not physical, but this is how the Gemara describes it. Bikulu Aslima Lachi, Kisalki Venachti. By all of them, the thrones are brought up and down by angels. Labarmi Yukarka, Durabichia, Deminafshi Salik, Venachis. It's independent. Some higher level. Lo Matsulu Ukmianafshoi Listakuleba. I couldn't stop myself. I had a look. Also, Trey Butite Dunura. There were two sparks of fire. Umachyu Alehu Gavra. And they hit my eyes. Visaminu La'ene. And they blinded me. So that's why he looked at dark. Omachar Azli Ishtatchi Amarte. The next day he went to Davener, B'chiyas Kever. Amin. And he said, Masnisu Demar Masnina. I'm the one that promulgates and makes your Torah public. I'm going to get punished because of you. The Itzi. And he was healed. Rabbi Chia healed him in that way. Period. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here by Elio. The next story, we'll have to continue. Again, there's so much. Tomorrow's daf is the only time in Shas we ever paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's tomorrow's daf, but Messiah, daf peivav. We'll stop here.